There is a face-off going on at the Huntington Museum of Art near Los Angeles. It's Thomas Gainsborough's 18th century painting Blue Boy versus a 21st century challenger. The two young men on canvas are nicely dressed and look directly at visitors, but NPR special correspondent Susan Stamberg says there's one major difference.
Today's trading cards show baseball and football heroes. In my day, no dates, please, we traded pictures of artworks. The most coveted card was Blue Boy, a really cute fellow, a little older than we were, in a spiffy blue satiny suit, blue bows on his silky brown shoes, and a big hat with a flowing feather on it. Adorable. Christina Nielsen, director of the Huntington Museum, they own Blue Boy, says her grandma had a framed copy in the living room. Blue Boy was on the wall in TV's Leave It to Beaver. It is one of the most famous paintings in the world. You can see it at NPR.org. Beloved for all its blues, ultramarine, Prussian blue, Gainsborough used expensive colors.
I think he's doing something that is like visual catnip.
Nielsen got the idea to commission the African-American artist who did President Obama's official portrait to respond to Gainsborough's white Blue Boy. Kehinde Wiley's portrait of a young gentleman hangs across the room from Blue Boy. Same size, same pose, left hand on hip, same ornate frame, except the frame's painted black. Wiley explains.
Here I'm trying to allow for the presentation of the painting to take on the nature of its meaning.
I have a place here, the frame signals. I look different, and I belong. Wiley's young African-American wears blue and orange shorts, a psychedelic orange T-shirt, carries a baseball cap, and his short dreadlocks have dyed blonde tips.
A little bit hippie, a little bit hobo, a little bit surfer bum.
I think he's better dressed than Blue Boy. Growing up, Wiley came to the proper, formal, correct Huntington a lot and loved looking at portraits from earlier centuries. But he never saw people who looked like him on the walls. He was the same age as Gainsborough's boy, and that was a draw.
Looking at Blue Boy was something of an escape from seeing all of the stodgy adult pictures.
In his elegant and detailed work, Kehinde Wiley shows how Western European painting can be reimagined to, in his words, be more inclusive. Curator Christina Nielsen thinks Wiley draws a straight line between the history of art.
And really shows that contemporary art is in a continuum with the past.
Across the centuries, Wiley's Surfer Dude and Gainsborough's Blue Boy are both in a state of becoming. They're young men.
Right on the cusp of adulthood.
Hanging across from one another at the Huntington, each young man reflects the values of his day, what their cultures celebrate, say yes to. Wiley calls it a face down.
They're squaring off, but nothing's resolved.
It's up to viewers to decide how to contend with the past and how to look at a more inclusive present in life and in apposition on the walls of a distinguished art institution.
There's a bit of optimism here, but also a cautionary tale about inclusion and about being able to open up the doors of these museums to more voices like this.
Kehinde Wiley, Thomas Gainsborough, and their youthful models offering ideas and beauty in San Marino, California. I'm Susan Stamberg.